about all the land that he had here. Then I have here about my home in Hidalgo. I can look the page of this. And somewhere I have about my mother. Old home. I hear I have some stuff from down in Hidalgo. You know, if you were. Well, I tell about the old home. The lots were bought September 14th, 1887. And I told about the ambulance, and I told about all
that. Well, tell me about that ambulance again that you had.
Well, we had an ambulance which we made cross-country trips, drawn by four horses, relays at suitable distance. This ambulance was fitted with conveniences, I don't think you can read my handwriting, making long, rough journeys were as comfortable as possible. A large tin tank under the box, you know, holds plenty of water and cooking utensils, or stored at where I only made that trip some time, and suitable receptacles. For the midday meal, two of which must be cooked and eaten before evening, before arriving at our destination. Food is also stored. I don't know what I would mean there.
I guess you had two meals to eat before between here and there.
Yeah, food is also stored. We would start home before the sun rose. I made only one of these trips. Rio Grande City to Hebronville. That's that time I went. On my way to New York, August 1903.
So that's when you were in there?
Yeah, now this is all about and here. Colonel and here's some of this I like that sometimes I can't read my own handwriting because I look sad. Now what about
Marianne's
grandmother.
Now whose mother was she?
She was my mother's mother. See, I'm on the on it.
It's all dependent.
And you see, she married a she was born at Harper's Ferry, Virginia, March 26, 1840. Died April 13, 1910, age 70. She was the daughter of John and Margaret beat that name. Married in Harper's Ferry, Virginia in 1839. And he came to Texas during the Spanish-Mexican War. Mustered out 1848. In 1849, his family came to Brownsville, coming down the Mississippi River to New Orleans, and then by steamboat to Brownsville. 1850, shows the family living in Brownsville, and the four children are listed. See, this would be my grandmother, age that I never knew. That would be.
So your grandmother was born
in Harper's Ferry, Virginia.
And she came to Brownsville at age 10.
Yeah, and Henrietta, age 8, Elizabeth, age 6, and John, age 4. But only two arrived. They always thought that the other two, so my grandmother said, they were left up there in Virginia.
And two of the children?
Yeah, and they were drowned at sea. They sink in a storm because they never heard of them anymore.
My grandmother's brothers.
John is not mentioned by the family because he was working with the customs in Laredo, Texas, where he died in 1852. I don't know who John is.
And that's about your grandfather.
Yeah, he is about grandfather's
father.
Yeah, now grandfather died born New York City October 8, 1824.